Raymond Joseph, Haiti's ambassador to the United States, joins us now. Mr. Ambassador, I heard you speaking on CBS News last night when the reports were just coming out. You had an entire night to sift through the details of what's happening. Where do we stand at this point?
Well, I had an entire night to go through the details. However, during the night, it was dark and nobody could assess what the damage was. And it's only this morning that they are assessing it, and we don't have the full report. I think later on this afternoon, I'll be in a better position to respond to some of the specific questions about the damage.
Well, Ambassador Joseph, we are hearing that the palace, which was thought to be just damaged, is nothing but rubble this morning. Anything on that?
Well, I saw that. I saw myself on CNN how the palace itself was like crumbled like a house of cards. And some other ministries are also down. But the silver lining in that part is that all these things happen after working hours. So it was at 10 minutes to 5. So a lot of the employees were out of the buildings. Well, that's the reason why we don't have too many government casualties.
But it was not so lucky for the United Nations personnel. There appear to be significant casualties among the UN mission, including Mission Chief Hedi Anabi. Do you have any information on the UN personnel who apparently are lost or dead?
Well, I don't have the specifics, but you know the UN was headquartered at the Montana Hotel. And the Montana Hotel collapsed, and that's where they lived. Some of them live. Mr. Hanabi lived there, and I'm quite sure that's why you have a higher casualties from the UN people.
Now, there's been a lot of discussion this morning on this program and elsewhere that Haiti is vulnerable, that it doesn't have the infrastructure to deal with something like this. What is at the top of the list of what you need as a nation to begin a comprehensive recovery and rescue effort?
First of all, the First Lady of Haiti, Mrs. Elizabeth Debras de la Tour Preval, with whom the Consul General of Miami spoke last night, said what we need is a hospital ship off the coast of Haiti right away. Also, we need first responders, rescue teams to look through the rubble, to see people who may still be alive and try to rescue them.
Mr. Ambassador, also, we spoke with head of Doctors Without Borders or a spokesman for Doctors Without Borders. He was unclear as to whether the airport is open. Can you confirm that for us?
Well, I can't say that the airport is open officially, because the tower, the main tower, fell.
Wow.
However, an American airline flight left Haiti 90 minutes after the quake. So the runway is usable.
All right. So that should actually not get in the way or delay the aid effort.
I'm quite sure that during today you will hear that some planes are landing at the Port-au-Prince airport.
Now, you say you want a floating hospital to begin the medical trauma treatment. Where do you get a floating hospital on short notice?
Well, the United States last in 2008, when we had four hurricanes, did send the Kearsage off the coast of Haiti. I don't know where the Kearsage is, or the Comfort, USS Comfort. They did it in the past. Perhaps they'll do it again. In fact, I'm meeting with State Department at 9:30 to see what aid can be coordinated in a very emergency manner.
Well, certainly the beginning of a very busy and possibly grim day for Haiti's ambassador to the United States. Thanks for talking with us. Raymond Joseph is Haiti's ambassador to the U.S.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.